This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Hey, spoiler alert. We're going to talk about inflation here at the top of the program. That is Exhibit A in this economy. The first part of this week, the Fed starts a two-day meeting tomorrow. Interest rate announcement coming on Wednesday. The central bank keeping its foot on the economic brake. A little bit anyway, as inflation shows. But slows, rather. It's been showing for a long time. It is slowing. But just because inflation is coming down doesn't mean we're not still feeling it. At some point in the past year, every single one of us has walked into a grocery store or tried to rent an apartment or tried to buy any number of things and had that sticker shock, right? And it turns out, this is from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, turns out that how high prices are can be a function of where in the country you are. In other words, in some places, the stickers have been more shocking than in others. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab gets us started.
Unless you've been living under a rock for the past couple years, you know that during the pandemic, housing prices exploded.
It was like a market on steroids.
Alexandra Marzek is a real estate broker in Miami, and she says the tight housing market has also put pressure on rents. A one-bedroom in her neighborhood used to go for somewhere between $1,800 and $2,500.
Now you won't find anything for less than $3,500.
Housing is a big factor in measuring inflation. It accounts for a third of the consumer price index. So it's no coincidence that Miami, which has seen a big influx of people and some of the country's biggest increases in cost of shelter, has a higher rate of inflation. While prices are up 6.5% nationally, in Miami, they're up almost 10%. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, where population declined during the pandemic, inflation is less than 5%. Kenan Fikri is research director at the Economic Innovation Group.
Inflation is a measure of an economy running hot, and the economy is running much hotter in certain parts of the country than others.
Migration patterns affect the cost of everything because businesses pay higher rents, and a suddenly bigger population creates more demand, which puts pressure on supply. Justin Wolfers, an economist at the University of Michigan, says this affects the cost of some purchases more than others.
Which is stuff that can travel across state lines, usually sells for very similar prices.
AKA goods like food, clothing, and electronics. On the other hand,
stuff that can't, inflation can go in different directions.
That's services, which is exactly where Alexandra Marzek in Miami is seeing the biggest jumps in prices. At work, marketing and photography costs have gone way up. And in her personal life?
My trainer is like, oh, there's a big inflation recession. Now I'm raising my personal training classes.
She went from paying $60 an hour to $100. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.